Today we are talking with Kelby Murphy, CEO of Walsh Shepherd, a marketing firm that specializes in behavior change marketing. She has a background in behavioral neuroscience research and has studied learning, memory, and addiction science.
Let's talk about the changes people encounter when trying to change unhealthy behaviors like drinking and vaping. What's going on in a person's brain when they are thinking about changing behavior?
Well, it's really hard to know exactly what's going on in a person's brain, to be honest, when they're thinking about something, but the brain is definitely thinking about what has happened in the past and what the consequences of what happened in the past was. And because drugs can act very quickly and change how we're feeling very quickly, both in a positive way in that it makes us feel good or removing an uncomfortable or bad feeling, our brain has already learned that this worked in the past for me. This was really good at quickly changing how I felt and made me feel better in the moment. So often we may not even be aware that our brain is making that decision for us, and that's why it can be so hard to make a change, especially if we haven't developed other types of behaviors or other options for our brain to think about. And learning a new behavior is hard. It can take time. It might not feel good right away. And so the more behaviors that you engage in, the more your brain can learn when you're faced with an uncomfortable feeling, or maybe when you are faced with that decision, should I vape right now? Should I have a drink right now? Your brain now has this list of other options that are available to you to choose instead of using a substance. And it can take time to develop those, but when you're able to do that, when you're able to sit down and try something new and talk to other people about maybe how they choose something healthy instead of choosing a substance in the moment, you might be able to learn these new options. And then when it comes to that situation for yourself, you might actually end up being more likely to choose that healthy behavior as opposed to choosing something that's not really going to help you.
How has instant access to internet and smartphones changed behavior and choices?
This has been a big problem for all of us who engage in pretty much near constant interaction with the world through the internet and our smartphones. And this has really made us more uncomfortable with being uncomfortable. And we all kind of expect to get an immediate change in our environment, have something happen immediately, and it makes us actually more susceptible to choosing things that change the way that we're feeling more quickly, so like substances that maybe don't help us.
Do rewards and punishments work when trying to change behaviors or stop a bad habit?
Absolutely. So reinforcement and punishment are constantly working with us and against us. And so one thing that you can do to use this to your advantage is to really think about the positive consequences of a healthy behavior and the negative consequences of something unhealthy. And a really easy way of doing this is to engage in healthy behavior with other people, because you will have an immediate social reinforcement from that. By doing something with other people, you're not alone. You get the social interaction with someone, and you feel good, even though you might be doing something that's uncomfortable. For example, if you've been out of shape and you want to start exercising, going for a walk with a friend or a family member can actually be very socially reinforcing, so you can reinforce that behavior before it would have been reinforced had you done that by yourself.
Do you have some life hacks for making positive behavior changes?
I do. I think it's really important for each person to first be kind to yourself when you're thinking about making choices. We are all human, and again, our brains prioritize our well-being and our safety in the moment, and so sometimes we don't make the best choices for ourselves in the moment, and it is really hard and challenging to make healthy choices. So I think it's important for you to check in with yourself on a regular basis, to take a look at how you're spending your time, and if anything that you're doing maybe is just getting you through the moment, but your future self is not going to thank you for. And if you look at that and you think, okay, this thing that's maybe not going to help me in the future, I don't know if I can stop doing it, or this thing that's healthy for me, I don't know if I'm able to do that on my own. And if you feel that way, if you feel that you can't make a change on your own, it's important to reach out to other people for help. And there's so many people that can help you, and people feel good when they help you. So reaching out to a friend, a family member, maybe a school counselor or a coach, someone that can support you in making that change will make it more likely that you'll be able to make a healthy change. I also think it's important to write down things that bring you joy, or things that make you feel more confident about what you're doing, or something that could make your brain better at sitting with discomfort and less likely to choose something that's going to instantly make you feel better. So maybe you've always wanted to be an artist and you want to start doodling or drawing, and maybe starting a YouTube course on how to do that if you don't have any local classes yourself. But start with something, coming up with the things that you could do that will actually be very reinforcing to you right away, that will make you feel happy, that are fun for you. That's a great way of learning new skills and new behaviors that are healthy for you.
Great answers. Thanks for talking with me.